Good morning, everyone. This week's message ties right in with our discussion last week regarding Jesus telling his disciples to come and see where he was staying and what he was up to. We talked about how it would look for Jesus to call us in today's world. Today's scriptures have Jesus calling out to four fishermen, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, to become his disciples. He tells them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Well, unfortunately, I don't have a vast knowledge of fishing to share with you, although I could tell you a story of when I was younger and we went fishing, and instead of catching fish, we caught eels. That was pretty gross. However, I do know that there are a handful of avid fishing people in our congregation. But I do know that there are a few questions we have to answer before we can set out on a successful fishing adventure. For example, what type of fish are we fishing for? Where are we apt to find them? What type of bait do they like? And what type of equipment should we use? When Jesus told his soon-to-be disciples that he would make them fishers of men, he meant that they would be spreading the gospel to the ends of the earth, making disciples of all nations, increasing the family of believers, and saving lost souls. Well, guess what? Jesus still needs our help today to do this. So what do we need in our tackle box to accomplish this? First, we need direction. We have to go where the fish are. Jesus said in the Great Commission to go and make disciples. Go and bring folks in. Next, we need the right type of bait. We need to build friendships and relationships of trust so that folks feel comfortable talking to us about their questions. Maybe we invite folks to listen to worship on the radio first without the commitment of visiting. Or maybe we invite them to the Shrove Tuesday pancake supper, or men's breakfast, or ladies' book club, or youth group. Third, we have to put our hook in the water. We have to be willing to talk about our faith right where we meet folks. This could be at school, at work, at a doctor's appointment, or at the grocery store. I think there are many chances for us to share God's love and grace with folks where we meet them outside of church. Okay, now answer this question for me. Does a fishing person catch a fish every time they go fishing? Of course not. Sometimes you go fishing and you don't catch a thing, but it's still called going fishing because you went to where the fish were and you wet your hook. You tried. God doesn't judge us on our results. He won't ask you how many fish you've caught, but he will ask you how many times you've gone fishing. He judges us on our obedience. Our job is to just share the gospel, go fishing. Whether or not anyone is saved is up to God. I read about a church sign that said, "Fishers of men, you catch them and Jesus will clean them." I think that's pretty amazing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for trusting us to help you fish for men. Help us to stay close to you through your word and in prayer so that we can know where to go to fish, how to build the right relationships of trust, and how to have the courage to put our hook in the water and talk about our faith with others. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.